Well, this Hayden Royal Commission continues. Business was always eventually going to have its say about payments that it made to unions. Now it's having that say. Bill Shorten claimed in July he didn't, quote, particularly remember negotiating a, quote, unquote, side deal with the construction company Thiess John Holland, under which Thiess paid $300,000 to the AWU. But Thiess executives have told the Royal Commission Mr. Shorten was closely involved in the deal and that negotiations with him had been more frank than they were with other AWU officials. They've said the $300,000, ostensibly for things like occupational health and safety training and research, was actually paid in return for the AWU, quote-unquote, selling out the 36-hour week. And they've said invoices sent to Thiess by the AWU were bogus. Falsifying invoices is a criminal offence. Now Justice Ian Ross, the boss of the Fair Work Commission, has been dragged into the story. Former Thiess executive Julian Reznewicki told the Royal Commission yesterday that Justice Ross, who at the time was vice president of the then Industrial Relations Commission, was asked to join talks over the side deal and had conveyed a message to him, that's Reznewicki, a Thiess executive, to the effect that the AWU wanted $300,000 to pay for union organisers. No doubt industrial relations umpires are sometimes asked for help in formulating enterprise bargaining agreements, but is it appropriate for them to raise matters that would not be eligible for inclusion in an enterprise bargain agreement? This plot is certainly thickening.